We came out of the game relatively healthy, even though that was a big-time physical battle with UNC. I think that physically we'll be ready to go. I want to start the press conference by saying that Kobe Gore is doing well. He is, of course, out of the hospital. His x-rays were negative. We don't know if we're going to have him this week or at all yet because there's a secondary evaluation that we have going on moving forward. But the great news for our locker room and for our team is that he is doing well. And the fans and everybody around it called and gave us support and prayed for him. We're very appreciative of it. Moving forward to Virginia Tech, we're going into a very hostile environment with a great crowd. But the best thing in the stadium, of course, is their football team. They're a really, really good football team. They play hard. Defensively, they're only returning three starters, but the guys that are coming in are great players. Offensively, the thing that puts you at most angst is what they do in their backfield. They can use multiple sets on you to get the ball ran. Quarterback is really, really talented. Back, of course, after a stellar year. And we got our hands full on defense. We're looking forward to the challenge. I think that our guys will go up and play really, really hard this game. I think this is a good test for us. It's putting us on a stage that we need to be on at this point in time. Our quarterback, Reed Herring, is looking really, really good. He got banged up a little bit. I know some people saw his face and the way he left the game, but he looked good. He wasn't too swollen in the face, and we practiced him just a little bit last night. Moving forward, he should be good to go. And outside of that, we're just really anxious to get this game and get this week started. We had a really good Sunday practice where our guys came out with a lot of energy and enthusiasm, but they had quickly moved past UNC to Virginia Tech. One of the best things about helping you get past a big win is to know that you have a great opponent coming.
Coach, obviously everyone from probably Virginia to South Carolina is looking at this storm. Have you guys talked about that internally? And I mean, is it too early to start talking about that, if that could be affect this game?
No, we actually started talking about it on Saturday evening, not the effect on the game, but mostly the effect on our kids, on our student athletes, and the people in our building, our staffers, and then their families. So that's something that we started to talk about. The university is in a meeting right now as we speak. It kind of ran hand in hand with this press conference, so I can't give you any more information than that. But we are definitely monitoring it. The university is monitoring it. But for us, it's more about the student athlete, how we can make sure we protect them. I'm a lot more equipped to deal with this time because we've been in a situation here before where I understand how important this situation is and how quickly it can change here in Eastern North Carolina. So that's something that we're monitoring. But at the football part of it, we're really, really focused on driving up to Roanoke and then going on into Blacksburg to be able to play the game. We're putting some things in places that hopefully give us a chance to be completely focused on being able to play. Our guys are looking forward to this game. So we are monitoring it, but we're definitely getting ready for the football game.
So I guess the decision is if a change has to be made, whether it's canceled or postponed, is it ECU's call depending on what happens with the weather, or is that something you have to do in conjunction with Virginia Tech?
There's a lot of different steps. There are some conference calls that have to be made, not just ECU with Virginia Tech, and then it also has there's some campus things that are connected to it. So there's a huge gamut of conversations and things going on right now, and we'll just find out. You know, right now I know pretty much what you know. I should know a little bit more, hopefully by 1 or 2 o'clock today, on the process of what Tuesday looks like and what Wednesday looks like. But right now I just don't have any more information to give.
You guys considered leaving earlier to get up to Blacksburg?
That's definitely a consideration. Yes.
Are you concerned that
Yeah, I'm very concerned about that. That's a concern. But I think the way that we built the team with the relationships between the coaches, I have a better understanding of who, you know, to listen to and to go to in these situations, to bring in, to talk to our guys. We can provide counseling for them. We can also set up direct lines of communication with their parents. The hard thing is it's just the unknown. You know, last time what I realized is there was a couple of days where guys weren't able to talk to their mom or their dad, or we had guys with children that were separated from them for 3 or 4 days and they couldn't communicate. So those things are tough, but we are more equipped, like I said, to deal with it this time. Am I concerned about that? Yes, I think everyone needs to be concerned about it. These are student athletes, but beneath all of that, they're kids and they're human. So their loved ones are what's most important to them. So we're going to handle it the right way. That's why I said the Saturday night conversation that I had was all based around how do we make this as painless and comfortable, if you will, for our student athletes, their families, our coaches, staff, and their families, and then making sure that we move forward and that we're safe. But we really, you know, we're really still focused on playing football. It does take a tremendous amount of focus to be able to get through all this. And we recruit the state really hard, so we have a lot of kids in state, and so we have to pay close attention to that. I've been in a lot of hurricanes living here and been able to deal with them and see, even going all the way back to, I think, 1989. I think 89 was Hugo. I may be off a year. Don't hold me to it. But somewhere in there, that storm hit all the way into Charlotte and into Shelby and ripped up a lot of places there. So it's the unknown. And all those things, we got to be able to focus our guys. That's our jobs. But there is a certain element to being a father, being a husband, that we definitely got to take care of this situation. We've got to be right on everything that we do here.
Coach, you've seen your guys Sunday, obviously, with your practice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice a sense where they've been able to kind of put the celebration and everything behind them and start to focus? And because of a win like that, you don't want that to linger.
Yeah, so I thought that they really put a lot of the celebration started going behind them in the locker room. On Saturday, they had a little team get together right there at the end and talked about, you know, the next step and taking care of Saturday night. When guys start talking about taking care of Saturday night so that you can have a great Sunday, you know that you've created, you know, crossed a huge hurdle with the football team. They were talking about taking care of their brothers on Saturday night, so that when we came in Sunday, we could have a great day of treatment and a great practice on Sunday. They were already talking about the conditioning after Sunday's practice. So that's a good thing. So they put a lot of that behind them. I haven't felt what we did feel a little bit after year one, the NC State deal with everything that was going on. I think that we've maintained and we've grown a lot since that time, both coaches and student athletes.
You got home some action.
That's something that we monitor by what the defense shows us. But we like to see him continue to play up into a point of where we can get our run game going really well with or without him. And then that'll kind of make the decision on where we go with Holton. But I was extremely pleased with the way that he played. And I put him in situations this past week where, you know, they were stressful, but they didn't give him the whole body of the game. I like him in fourth and one. And third and short, and then also in first and 10, because before you know it, he'll be throwing the ball in some of those situations because he's very effective throwing it as well. So he gives us a little bit of every week we can grow his package. So we'd like to see a little bit more of him, but it's based on what the defense is also showing us.
How does this Virginia Tech team compare to the previous two teams you've faced? Oh,
it's a different team. I think they're more disciplined than they were. They were more talented, you know, in certain positions. You can look at the NFL draft. Whenever you lose that many high draft picks, you know that you're coming in with new players. The one thing that they do, they still apply pressure. And it's not pressure by adding five or adding six. They run to the ball like you've never seen. They've recruited really, really well there. So the people that they have coming in, even the true freshman at backup linebacker, Hollifield, he comes in and he looks like he's been playing 2 to 3 years. The new guys that they're playing with on the perimeter at the corner position, long, 6'2", 202 pounds. So they've recruited really well. By the end of the year, we'd be talking about them as one of the most talented teams. But it's definitely a different team. Really, really physical at the point of attack in the interior on both sides of the ball. Even though they're young on offense, their left tackle, he's gonna make a lot of money in this game. So where they, you know, lost players at, they've been able to replace guys that we don't know a lot about besides the first two games, but they seem to be really, really talented, and they're definitely probably a top 10 football team right now.
Bryce Kingsley, a petty bit of this offense now.
So he's the backup quarterback, that's where he is. There was a time in the game where we lost Reed. The next guy going into the game, once we could have got everything settled down after we knew that we lost Reed, it was going to be Kingsley as the quarterback. Now, our package was still going to be our package, but we have to be able to practice a quarterback, a backup quarterback, and a package guy. And now we're able to do all of that. And at the same time, we're bringing Holton along and giving him more and more and more and more. So it works out really well. I think that Kingsley had a great camp. He's had great practices, and when he went in the game, he was efficient. The only play that he played in the first game, he was efficient. I think that he is progressing toward being an even better player. So right now, he's the backup quarterback. Holton is kind of a jack of all trades, if you will.
Year after year, Bud Foster's defenses give offensive headaches. How do you guys game plan to attack that defense?
That's a tough question, because I've now been going against him, seems like every year forever. And the thing about him is that you never know what you're going to get from week to week. Even though you know he's going to play two or three good base defense or different defenses, it's just the small nuances of a corner alignment, safety alignment. Is he going to travel with the tight end? Is he not going to travel with the tight end? You know, if you jump your back, is it going to have any effect on him whatsoever? Is he going to get you to a point in time where you feel like you got to protect both edges? So it's just so hard to get a feel for it. So in those situations, I mean, I think you got to do what you do. I think you got to be really, really talented, of course, at the outside positions in which we are. And then I think on the interior, you got to mix up your blocking schemes. So as far as attacking him, is really stopping him from getting us off schedule. If we can stay on schedule in this football game, what our guys are hearing is, if we can stay on schedule and get to some third and manageables, we'll be fine. And I think the two keys to the game are going to be simple this week. I think that we've got to play harder than Virginia Tech, and we've got to maintain possession of the football. We've got to end every possession in a kick, and we'll be fine.
Coach, will you do anything different on special teams? Because although Frank Beamer's long gone, they still play Beamer ball.
Yeah, we're going to have some different wrinkles in special teams. We're going to have to be innovative in the way that we go about taking care of the football and special teams. We're also already thinking about, there will be weather in this game, which, you know, I don't mind it being a weather game, if you will, in these type of matchups. I can remember a lot of games that were like this, that were, you know, weather games where special teams became the winning and losing point of the game. So, yeah, we're going to have to be innovative in the way that we go into this game. They've gotten better and better and better every year in special teams. They've already blocked one. They know what they're doing in special teams. And the one thing about special teams is where the physicalness, the physicality of the game and the athletes kind of can come together at one point in time. And one thing Virginia Tech has is physical athletes. So we're definitely going to have to be innovative in that category of the game, special teams.
That turnover against Carolina seems like kind of a simple thing, but that's a factor with this team, with ECU, even from week one to week two. How important is protecting the ball and, you know, turning one to loss?
I thought it was decision-making. And if you watched our backs, if you watched our quarterback, there were several times where he could have forced some balls in there. He threw it away. There were several times in this game where our backs could have went and tried to attack somebody down the center with people on the edge. They got on the edge and got down. So those are the keys of winning and losing. Now, in a rain game, it's even more critical, because one turnover deep into your territory can easily turn into six points. And, a key in those situations is understanding when to take care of the football, when to get down, when to be aggressive and try to go get the extra three or four dirty yards that we talk about. So it's very critical for our team, just taking care of the football. But you heard me talk about it last week. It's about game-winning decisions. And we've got to continue to make good decisions at the spots that make a lot of decisions: quarterback, running back, skill guys, our defensive secondary. Our interior, our defensive line, it was unbelievable. You know, looking out there, I thought UNC put one of the biggest offensive lines, just looking at them, I don't know weight, but they were huge, to a point of where I had all of our coaches after the game find out where they came from, you know, where they were recruited from, how big they came in, you know, the process of the development. I wanted to know everything about them. But our defensive line in the second half just completely just played so hard. They maintained the line of scrimmage, even dominated the line of scrimmage at times. That's what I was most impressed with, our defensive front. It was amazing to watch in the second half.
Coach,